KQ4 MVC Mobile, Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Victor Zulu.
He was having chest pains last night a little bit, but then it went away, and then this morning he was throwing all up, and he lay down for a nap, and I guess that was it.
Really hate to hear that, but that's something we'll all have to deal with.
Well, at least, he passed before she did, so that'll be a blessing. You know, we won't have to worry about putting him in a home or anything.
When are you going to pick up that Cybertruck?
Passed one by one of those up there in Asheville when we were coming back for dropping the granddaughter off.
There's two of them I found on there for sale, one in Asheville and one in Greenville.
The thing, it doesn't even look like a truck. I mean, does it even have a bed like a truck, or is it just covered?
Like it just had a cover on the back of it.
One in person?
But not up close.
In the road, they look pretty darn wide.
It does look awful wide. Feel like I was driving my tool truck down the road.
We'll pass on that particular model.
Another station out there, wasn't there?
I can't identify a KQ station.
Somebody, but I didn't want to jump in on them. I couldn't remember the call sign.
By the time you call out, you get a phone call.
In my case, something happens anyway.
Son-in-law made it back to the house today, or last night sometime. They would take her to a doctor's appointment, so that's a good thing.
Hopefully, he hangs around a little while this time.
When he came back, since I paid the rent.
That's not the only reason. Hopefully he come back to take care of his kids.
All right. I mean, if you're down to your last dime, why would you spend it on just doing, going away?
Having to navigate some traffic over here on 25.
What about that? That's where I'm at right here downtown.
4PXB.
Hey, Lloyd, you got KN4TFW with us, Ken, also.
How are y'all doing?
Getting my way back up to switch vehicles.
Yep, doing good over here, Lloyd.
And y'all both doing good. Yeah, I'm heading back to the office after setting up Bluetooth up on an IP phone. It's KO4PXB. More likely I was in it. Due to the fact I was in a valley, that transmission probably didn't go anywhere. Yeah, but I just came back from installing a Bluetooth on an IP phone.
No, I just, like I said, having to deal with a little traffic over here. So, might be some pauses in there.
What is an IP phone?
Wait, voice over IP.
Yeah, I checked on my radios that I had ordered for work, the Motorola's, and how about the model I've been getting, and I only got two or three of them. It's discontinued, and now they got a new model.
That's the way a lot of manufacturers get you to buy something new. They'll either send out an update that will make the device pretty much quit working, or the user's very unhappy, so they have to buy something new.
The radios, like, ham radios, so they're programmed into a frequency. It probably doesn't really matter which model you have, but if you ever tear it up, now you're committed for a new one.
You're using are not cheap.
HC, $1,200.
That's an outrageous cost for a handheld. Man, that's $1,200. Good grief.
Yeah, what they're trying to get you is with that intrinsically safe radio.
Be able to walk into the kitchen and make me dinner.
Basecamp, believe it or not, that's not the most expensive one out there.
What's the functionality of the HT like that that's the cost is so high?
I don't know what to tell you other than like Ken was saying there. Made to work in a harsh environment, so they're sealed up and waterproof and explosion resistant, you know, that kind of thing. And then just the encryption and protocols on them, I guess. I really don't know what else it could be.
It's the case and the battery, because the guy dropped one and cracked the case, and they could fix it, but it would no longer be intrinsically safe. So that was a bummer. We don't even have software to program them, so the company that sells them to us programs them and updates our FCC license and everything like that. But we got like 100 of them.
Obviously, they're multi-frequency.
Have two or three frequencies programmed into it. You know, the main one, and then one that you can, you know, talk on it without going through the repeater, you know, if you're doing a project between two people.
Sounds like those 800 megahertz phones are phones that the state's using for the state of South Carolina. One guy told me that they were like $1,600 a piece. I'm going, good grief, that's just outrageous.
Number, you know, 440, I think the frequency is like 450 something.
Yeah, these were just had very high frequencies to them, like I said, but they were able to communicate all throughout the state of South Carolina, and you could also do a direct contact with somebody.
My anytone can pick it up, and that here it'll even display, you know, who all was making the call.
Yeah, I've got an 878 Unitone, and I love it.
Here, we're almost destinated, so I'm going to say 73. You guys have an awesome evening, and Patrick, I should be able to catch you in the morning, I'm thinking. KN4 GFW.
And then make sure to tell Miss Susan we're sorry for her loss. Have to jump out. Switch vehicles, so if you're going to be around a little while, I'll be back in a few minutes, but it'll probably be 10 minutes or so.
Sir, have a great day. Like I said, that will probably be about it. So I'll definitely talk with you another time. It's KO4PXB.
Good to hear you today, and you stay safe out there. KO4HKX. Clear. 73.